When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, February 22nd. I'm Trina Nery for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged calm as Russian troops poured into the eastern Donbas region. Western nations announced measures to punish Moscow for recognizing two Russian-controlled breakaway regions there as independent. Germany said it halted moves to open the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that would allow Russia to bypass Ukraine in exporting natural gas to Europe. And the European Union proposed a ban on purchases of Russian bonds, sanctions on all members of the Russian parliament who voted in favor of recognizing the breakaway regions, and an asset freeze for three Russian banks with links to the regions. U.S. home prices rose at a record pace in 2021 as buyers took advantage of low mortgage rates and competed for a limited number of homes for sale. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, which measures average home prices in major metropolitan areas across the nation, rose 18.8% over the year ending in December, and total home sales rose to a 15-year high. And the U.S. Soccer Federation and dozens of members of the U.S. women's national team, who sued it for gender discrimination, reached a $24 million equal pay deal. Under the agreement, $22 million would go to the class of 61 women, and $2 million goes to a fund that those players can access for post-career goals and charitable efforts. U.S. Soccer also committed to paying the women's and men's team the same rate going forward. The deal will only be finalized once the women's team and the federation ratify a new collective bargaining agreement. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.